Hello and welcome to I Want to Grow. Now, I Want to Grow is all about that. Everybody wants to grow. But we're doing something a little bit different now. We're doing something where we're celebrating 90 years of the British Council. Ever heard of them before? Because you should have, because the ripples in the waves that they're creating, it's just unbelievable. Today we have David, and we're going to talk about yourself and what the British Council has done with you. So please introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
Hi, I'm David Wilson, and I'm the principal and CEO of GEMS Wellington International School here in Al Wakrah, Qatar.
I love the place. I showed you a few photos. So that was our first time that we did street soccer, and it was a huge success, and it just kicked us on into so many different ways back then. But beautiful school you've got there. Quality is exceptional.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fantastic community. In the middle of a really exciting project in terms of what we're building there from an education perspective, wanting to do something a little bit different. At the same time, you know, moving with modern times, but whilst at the same time ensuring that we stick true to our values and ethics of what we are as a school.
But GEMS is all over the Middle East, right?
Yeah.
It's grown into a phenomenal organisation.
Yeah, I think the largest Middle East K-12 educating provider at the moment, yeah.
And I'm not just saying this, and I you're with us, but it was exceptional quality. I only look back at the time that I went there and thought that everything was so detailed, everything was all for the student. It was incredible.
Yeah, and absolutely, and that's exactly what we're about. You know, we are here for the students. Without the students, there is no school. You know, so that's the whole purpose of why we're here. That's what drives us and me and the staff every single day. And then, as I said, wider than that, working for GEMS, it is all about excellence and quality. So that underpins everything we do.
And you've been in Qatar how long now?
3.5 years.
Yeah. How have you found Qatar?
Yeah, really interesting. Obviously, when I arrived, it was just on the back end of COVID, and then in the build up to the World Cup. So kind of a really just interesting position all around. Coming into a school as well, mid academic year when I joined. Any school that goes through a leadership change, as with any organisation, there's always that period of uncertainty for people around. So just a really interesting situation all in all. But in terms of seeing the development of Qatar, and looking at, you know, being involved even in some small part in one aspect of it in terms of one school, but in a very important field of education, it's just great to be part of a country that's kind of looking forward. And I think the opportunities are plentiful.
So we do company formation. We help companies come here to establish. And sometimes the one thing that I think a lot of people have underestimated is the quality of life. I think that's the biggest attributor to when people come here eventually. And it's the schooling. The schooling is something that stands out for them to bring their children, and because of the country is so safe.
Yeah, and I think we've even realised that through recruitment with some of our teachers that have joined us recently. You know, families coming from, mainly from the UK, we're a British curriculum school, so we look for that UK experience. But coming here, like you say, quality of life, safety, I think is a real key factor as well for families now. That's something that is often quoted to me when we're doing recruitment and why are you interested in Qatar? They've done their research and they just feel like the quality of life and safety, that family orientated aspect of it is a real key driver for them.
And another thing is the richness in the culture. There's so many cultures here that everybody's just working together.
Yeah, again, absolutely. You know, I think within our school student body, we've got over 55 different nationalities within that one school. You know, plus a significant number of nationalities within the staff. And when you go in every day with a shared vision, shared aims and objectives, the cultural differences that just enriches. You know, it doesn't bring issues. It just enriches the climate, and the day to day experience.
Yeah, and the British Council. Let's bring them in a little. Mm-hmm. What's your experience of the British Council? What have you been doing with them?
Well, we've just recently signed an agreement where we become an IELTS testing centre over in Al Wakrah. So I think that's the first centre that they've got over that part of town. So for us as a school, we're always looking to provide as many different opportunities as we can to for not just for our students, but I strongly believe as a school, A school should be a pillar of a community. So it's not just within the students that come to our school. How else can we, you know, can we expand opportunities in education in the wider community? So tying in with obviously the British Council, an extremely reputable organisation in their own right, it just seemed a great natural progression that we could offer something in that side of town that's not currently there, but offering a quality product such as the IELTS exam that hopefully provides many opportunities for people to go on and, you know, better themselves and open up opportunities.
And it's those ripples, right? Because you look at the effects that sometimes the thing we think, oh, it's just a testing, but this is going to give them the leap so that they could leapfrog and just jump into other different countries, different parts of the world with their education.
Absolutely, you know, and I think that's right. If we just look at it for what it is in terms of a testing centre, it doesn't sound overly romantic or engaging, but if you look deeper than that, education, we know that people who have opportunity to have a good education, it opens up so many more doors and opportunities for them in life.
Yeah.
You know, so for us, if just by providing, being a base that someone can have access to do that, then great.
Another thing I've noticed, and it's probably going to happen with you guys, you're doing testing, but once you start working with the British Council, it opens doors into multiple areas also.
It does, exactly. You know, and we have partnerships with different organisations as well, you know, part of GEMS and the school, and that's what we're always looking for. You know, how else can we benefit each other? But like you say, rather than just keep at the moment, that's just on one particular focus, but moving forward, that could expand into a number of different areas.
I think that's what I've seen. And I suppose that's Qatar. When you go in there, and I always say to people, just get started with something. Just get started with something. Because if you do the job well, they're going to ask you what else you do.
That's right, yeah.
And that looks like it's going to be your kind of, because Awakra is the other side of the country,
I think, yeah, suppose. And I think also when you're in a country that's developing at the rate that Qatar is, you're not necessarily bound by lots of tradition and what's gone before in that sense. You know, so everybody's looking for new opportunities and people come with fresh ideas, fresh minds, you know, really in order to support each other and help each other. And so, you know, again, for us, as long as if we are sure on the quality of what we can offer, and that's going to provide better opportunities for our students and the wider community, then we'll look at it.
Let me ask you one of these questions here. You've successfully led new and startup schools. What are some of the unique challenges you've faced in these roles? And how do partnerships like the one with the British Council help to overcome those challenges?
Yeah, I think a new school, a startup school, and an established school are two very different things. You know, you go into an established school that's got years and years of experience behind it, with different layers that have built up over time, you know, really established partnerships and traditions. So that in itself can cause some challenge in terms of A, maintaining standards, but also new ideas and being innovative and things like that. Whereas in a startup, you're not tied necessarily by those constraints because everything is new, you know, so new ideas are very much welcome. But on the reverse, you don't have all the systems embedded, all that years of history and to fall back on and experience to fall back on. So you need to be really versatile. And I think even more so, you need to be more outward facing, because you can't just always rely on what's within, because you've got to look outside for those other partnerships and opportunities. And I think that for us is where, or for me, is where these external partnerships really come to the fore. You know, we do what we can, as well as we can, but that's not to say that there's nobody else that we can tap into to add to what we do. You know, and with a startup in particular, I think it's not trying to run before you can walk. You've got to get the basics right. But at the same time, particularly in a competitive international educational environment, parents want to know right from day one, whether it's a new school or an established school, that their children are going to get quality education. So partnerships like the quality of having a partnership with the British Council also helps reassure parents that this school means business, and you know, and it gives them that reassurance, I think.
Well, if they ever came to your school, they would be reassured immediately what level you're at. What message would you be giving to the British Council right now in going forward?
Well, I think, I mean, that's very different. You're talking about a very successful organisation in their own right. So I think just keep doing what they're doing. Obviously, it's do some great work out there. And I think the field of education, the world in general, has never needed education as much as it does right now. So empowering our youngsters to go on and create, you know, give them more opportunities to take their place in the world and make a difference for the future generations. I think that's what I would be encouraging the British Council to do. So, you know, keep working with those educational establishments, keep doing what you're doing, and let's just keep providing opportunities for our youngsters.
And the more difficult question I'm going to ask you now is one word to describe the British Council.
One word. Wow. One that comes to mind would be empowering. I think just our IELTS partnership is just one example of that. You know, it's in the whole scheme of things of what the British Council do, it's probably just a small niche part, but it empowers individuals to go and make better lives for themselves and their families. I fully support that every day.
David, thank you so much for coming to share with us today your experiences, and thank you very much for appearing.
Okay, pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Cheers.